Peter Hill Explains, where I invite you to join the science teaching conversation with me about online physics tutorials. I'm doing one now. I thought I'd go through how I'm doing it. Obviously, people who know I'm doing a podcast while driving, I'm just going down to Panthers, which is at the bottom of this escarpment. Panthers is a club, and I'm picking up my daughter from Scouts. She had an evening where she just had to erect a tent. I don't know where she had to erect it, but it was interesting. I expect that they walked that distance from the centre of Penrith to the football club. Okay, coming around here. Okay, now, I'm obviously out of it, recuperating, sort of getting my skills back, and met students on a train, and they showed me a physics problem. I was a bit overwhelmed by the amount of facts, you know, how do I start, what do I do with it? And so it really burnt into my head. I'm surprised that the problem itself burnt into my head. And there was just so many little things wrong with the way the question was put, what the students learnt, and all this type of stuff. Then I thought, well, look, I'll just go back to the good old days and do a scrappy old tech tutorial. And so what started off was I need to set up a camera, get in front, write something, and then took a while to get the board, which I was satisfied with. It turned out to be an old bath tile, large frame bath tile, nice and solid. You write on the whiteboard marker, quite a nice surface, and you write on that and film it. And then you can imagine this is going to absolutely lead to disaster. So rather than talking, I just quietly wrote it out. Then got the so many 20 minutes of gigabyte high-res file to put in onto Camstasia. That took an inordinate amount of time to go through, cut, accelerate my writing. So you know, you've got where's he going to write now? And it'll be right, sort of like hello stuff. So that was a bit bad. And then I sort of persisted with that and got this down, this tutorial up to 6 minutes, from 20 minutes down to 6 minutes, so speeding up the writing here and freezing it a bit of time there. Was it easy to read? No, it wasn't. And then I've learned enough to know that the computer in Camstasia is just absolutely awful. It's got awful, awful, awful sound. So I know to use the directional microphone and actually do a commentary. Now, of course, the computer itself, with this massive, massive file going through, was slowing and jamming. So the actual picture was much slower than in real life. So if I reconstructed the picture, it would run through in a short time. It took about 8 minutes to narrate. So my narration was much longer than the actual theme. Began to look at it, and it was just appalling. And after all that time, probably half an hour or so put into it. And so I've got to come up with a plan B. Now, this is, I suppose, basically what the plan B is. So I know the basic structure of the page that I can have, and if far out, my phone's going bop bop bop, and I don't know whether it's a message, a Google Play error, or stuff like that. I can't touch your phone. There's cameras, believe it or not, cameras in Australia which photograph you the moment you touch a mobile phone, and it's just not worth it. Shit, I'll get down there to my door. So what I do is that I checked out, can you do a PowerPoint? You can do a PowerPoint, but it doesn't voice record. So the idea is to do a series of a Word document, page by page. Now I've just got to see. I will see how it goes. I think it'll be interesting to see how Word manages going through it. I'll have to run it through it now. So the idea is that you then say, boy, you write out your text and the Word reads your text into space in your text and you realise that your text is long enough that what you're describing there is written beneath the picture. So I basically went for two half pages. Whether it's going to be, it'll be far too small on a handheld device. You know, it's obviously not meant for mobile phones, but it would be meant for a big monitor. A big monitor, you can see what's going on, and you can see. And it's one of these things that, if you are a scientist, the world and the internet and even Wikipedia. Not so much Wikipedia, is flooded with really low-quality diagrams. And so you pick up a diagram, and it's best to put it up there, say what it is, and then start to pull it apart. And then, for Coulomb's law, I'm up to that, starting to say, whereas little things like using R-squared, and R-squared is really is more an integrable quantity. R is more integral. D is for a ruler distance. So use the D squared in Coulomb's law. Just little things. And can I get anyone to write the proper mid dot? I don't know. Go spare. Well, you ask yourself if you're in Systems International and you've got everything ordered. You have your big meeting. You say, well, we're going to have it this way. No one listens. No one gives a real toss what's going across. So I'm up to getting the text up, and this will produce the first YouTube. So the great thing about it is that you can go over. You have your text document, and once you've got your text document, that's really it, because it's then just a matter of pressing buttons and sitting back and recording it and pushing it all the way through to get it done. Okay, I'm just looking at this at the moment. Once you get your text document, it's the best. So it's really at what point do you have a document which is publishable? So once you write the text document, you can read it, and ideally, unfortunately, the reading is then synced by putting the images on your document. You could go in and put listen to it and artistically put documents, you know, things which flood in and move across. I think this is going to lead to the least amount of work, highest quality work. Now, that being said, I don't know the need for high quality work. Now, I'm just really going to find out. I'm just going to park in Macca's again to see where it is. And the Penrith Panthers is the rugby league club, corrupt and nepotism and money and gambling and selling off land and getting grants and running politics so. You've got this sort of square. Oh, fuck. Sorry. This bike. I was taking a bit of a risk. I just wanted to see if he could die pleasantly on a Tarago. It's just insane. So we've got Outback Steak Ranch. And they've got Spur. They've got all the sort of dyed in the bum. Western Sydney staples. They've got McDonald's, they've got Krispy Kreme, they've got a a parachuting area. They've got golf. They've got almost everything except things which are actually worthwhile. They don't have a library, a museum, or all stuff. They've just got for the punters, put their money through the machines, and then after they put their money through the machines, they put it through there. Now, the tragedy is that, yes, you get either two groups of people. You get people who are tragics and go into gambling because they've got nothing better to do with their lives, and it's taken control. It's not, you know, they've got all these cognitive issues to deal with. Or it's organised crime, and organised crime just goes through here. So essentially, it's, you know, I couldn't describe and 11 restaurants in this huge cartel, and of course, you know, bats and birds. There's heaps of birds here. So what I'll do is I will go and put the story through. I'm just trying to look here. Oh, I have to find. So I'm going to have to say goodbye to you as I publish. Oh, so as I park, hopefully not killing myself on this knob over here. Okay, let's go. Thanks a lot for listening.
Another podcast, another story comes to a close. It's been a pleasure sharing this moment in time with you. May you discover truly amazing things, understand them, and tell others. Thanks for listening.